Hello, Steve Sherlock here for Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. Friday, October 23rd. It's a cool and breezy day today here in New England. Another work at home day, getting a bunch accomplished for work, of course. Did my walk this morning. Just took a walk for my lunch sandwich from a local deli. Can I walk in that way? Was going to record this earlier, but the lawn guy came. So he was going to be spinning around with his noisemaker, doing the grass and stuff, and that wouldn't have recorded very well. So postponed it till this time, when at least you'll have the gentle, natural breeze and not some mechanical device pounding in your ear next to my voice as we chat on this Friday afternoon. Just got hit by a leaf as they're falling off the trees. It's one of those days here in autumn in New England. Busy times. Election season is rolling along. Franklin goes to a municipal election on November 3rd. So my stuff on Franklin Matters has been busy as I've been working to interview as many candidates wants to take up that offer. And I think there'll be over a dozen or so by the time all is said and done. And I'll update the number actually later. Because there's stuff in process and stuff in flight. I think I only have one more physical interview to actually conduct, and then I just have to finish all the transcriptions, get them reviewed, and get them posted. So that's what's happening on the home front. The wedding. Yes, I still have to catch up to some pictures. My daughter Carolyn got married on the 12th on Columbus Day. A glorious day. A wonderful event. They're about to head back from their honeymoon, so we'll get to actually see them other than the morning after and find out what their stories were and how they enjoyed their honeymoon. Hopefully they'll have a nice safe flight with minimal delay coming back. And what else did I want to say? Oh, the other key piece. Prompted, I guess, by the interviews that I've been doing, and prompted as well by a recurring theme that comes up in the interviews. And I'll end up quoting Liz Strauss of SobCon and her other ventures. But she said at one point, "You're only a stranger once." And that has become so true. You know, as you sit down with somebody, you start finding out where they were, how they got to this place, and you find parallels, you find common points. We have so much in common with the other. Really, it just thoroughly amazes me. I'm expecting it almost every time, and I'm almost in some cases amazed when I don't find something in common. Because it's just the way it is, I think. Humans are all similar. There are diversities, absolutely. We are diverse for a reason. We have our specialties, our skills, etc. for a reason. But we've got much more in common than our differences would lead us to believe. So, roundabout interviews and podcasts that I listen to and learn from and utilize. That might be helpful for you if you're not already aware of them. First one goes back to Chris Brogan. And I think his current one, it's gone through various iterations over time. His current one, I think, is Owner Way. But Chris and I met back in 2006 at the first PodCamp in Boston. And he's had a variety of podcasts. As his work has evolved, But they tend to at least focus around an interview with somebody else, whether an author or another social media specialist or a business person, etc. But the interview and the conversation there is always interesting. Somebody else who I also met at that very first PodCamp Boston was Mitch Joel. And he does the Six Pixels of Separation, the Miriam podcast now. So Six Pixels, Mitch Joel, you should be able to find it, Google it, and find it readily. He does on the longish side of the interview spectrum, but they're always in-depth, and they're always interesting. You sit down, you put your headset on, you never know exactly where you're going to find yourself along the way or at the end, except having accomplished something along the way and certainly learned something along the way. And from either Chris or Mitch, I had heard of and then have been following Marc Maron, a comedian, stand-up comic, and now also with a TV series on one of the cable channels, book author, 1, 2, 3 books, I think, if I calculate correctly, and with a podcast that publishes twice a week. So he seriously gets into some significant discussions, and the discussions he's had with other creatives, from Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks. He hit the jackpot recently with Barack Obama, our current president. He interviewed him. He's had some conversations with the Rolling members of the Rolling Stones, including an in-depth one just recently. So there's a variety of stuff there. So Chris Brogan, Mitch Joel, Marc Maron, three good and interesting podcasts. And as you listen to each of those, they'll spin you off to find out more about each of their subjects, the people they're talking with, what they're doing. Maybe they've got a book or a podcast that'll be interest of you. And that's how the learning continues, right? You find one thing, you follow that spark, and you put two and two together, and it becomes five instead of four, and so forth. So, while the wind continues to blow, and the temperature continues to hover here in the chilly range, I got to get back to work, but I just wanted to drop this in line. I think you'll end up listening to this beginning Saturday, the 24th, which is my wife's birthday. We'll be off celebrating her birthday, exploring someplace in New England. And we'll have further stories the next time around. So until then, be good, do well. Vote if you have a local election coming November 3rd. And until next time, Steve Sherlock for Steve's 2 Cents here in Franklin, Mass.